Welcome back to the Divine Office. Regardless of what's going on, we can bring ourselves here to snap ourselves out of our day and our difficulties and find rest in God. Today we're going to have Sunday Vespers, which traditionally something that priests and ministers have done in the parish and also religious, you know, Sunday Vespers used to be a big thing. So we're just going to do simple evening prayer for Sunday like we usually do. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia. On this day, the first of days, when God began to make the world, the day our Maker conquered death and rose again to set us free. Now let us banish drowsy sloth and rise from sleep without delay to seek by night the loving God, as we have learned from David's psalm. That Christ may hear our humble prayers and stretching forth his strong right hand, restore to their celestial home those cleansed from evil here below. So may he grant his gracious gifts to us who rise when all is still, to sing him psalms and hymns of praise at this most sacred night. To God the Father glory be, all honor to his only Son, one with the Spirit Paraclete from age to age. Amen. The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6. The Messiah, King and Priest. Christ's reign will last until all his enemies are made subject to him. 1 Corinthians 15:25. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. Undo the mistakes we make. Undo the sins that we make in mind and action. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. Psalm 111. God's marvelous works. We are lost in wonder at all that you have done for us, our Lord and mighty God. Revelation 15:3. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work. His justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth, his precepts all of them sure. Standing firm forever and ever, they are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Merciful and gentle Lord, you are the crowning glory of all the saints. Give us, your children, the gift of obedience, which is the beginning of wisdom, so that we may do what you command and be filled with your mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, almighty King. Alleluia. Canticle, Revelation 19. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. 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 Sing praise to our God, all you his servants. Alleluia. All who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. 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 The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Alleluia. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. 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 The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun. Alleluia. And his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia. Right, so we can either read the longer reading or the shorter reading. I was going to read the longer reading, but for some reason I'm having kind of an inspiration that we should read the shorter reading. So this is the one that the Liturgy of the Hours will ordinarily have said at evening prayer. You're always allowed to substitute on ordinary days. 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth, a birth unto hope which draws its life from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a birth to an imperishable inheritance, incapable of fading or defilement, which is kept in heaven for you, who are guarded with God's power through faith, a birth to a salvation which stands ready to be revealed in the last days. Responsory prayer. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. Eternal ages praise the greatness of your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. In place of a homily, let's read part of great Pope Clement in the 100s AD, the first century, the second century actually, wrote this letter to the Corinthians to help them resolve a rebellion against the presbyters. So let's read part of that as a homily. Such examples, therefore, brethren, it is right that we should follow, since it is written, cleave to the holy, for those that cleave to them shall themselves be made holy. And again, in another place, the scripture says, with a harmless man you shall prove yourself harmless, and with an elect man you shall be elect, and with a perverse man you shall show yourself perverse. Let us cleave, therefore, to the innocent and righteous, since these are the elect of God. Why are there strifes and tumults and divisions and schisms and wars among you? Have we not all one God and one Christ? Is there not one Spirit of grace poured out upon us? And have we not one calling in Christ? Why do we divide and tear in pieces the members of Christ, and raise up strife against our own body, and have reached such a height of madness as to forget that we are members of one another? Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "Woe to that man by whom offenses come! It were better for him that he had never been born, than that he should cast a stumbling block before one of my elect. Yes, it were better for him that a millstone should be hung about his neck, and he should be sunk in the depths of the sea, than that he should cast a stumbling block before one of my little ones. Your schism has subverted the faith of many, has discouraged many, and has given rise to doubt in many, and has caused grief to all of us. And still your sedition continues. Take up the epistle of the blessed Apostle Paul. What did he write you at that time when the gospel first was preached to you, first began to be preached? Truly, under the inspiration of the Spirit, he wrote to you concerning himself and Cephas and Apollos, because even then parties had been formed among you." And let's go to another part of the letter. "Let us therefore, with all haste, put an end to this state of things, and let us fall down before the Lord, and beseech him with tears, that he would mercifully be reconciled to us, and restore us to our former seemly and holy practice of brotherly love. For such conduct is the gate of righteousness, which is set open for the attainment of life, as it is written, 'Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go in by them, and will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter by it.' Although therefore many gates have been set open, yet this gate of righteousness is that gate in Christ by which blessed are all that they have entered in and have directed their way in holiness and righteousness, doing all things without disorder. Let a man be faithful. Let him be powerful in the utterance of knowledge. Let him be wise in judging words. Let him be pure in all his deeds. Yet the more he seems to be superior to others in these respects, the more humble-minded he ought to be and to seek the common good of all and not merely his own advantage. Let him who has love in Christ keep the commandments of Christ. Who can describe the blessed bond of the love of God? Who is able to tell the excellence of its beauty as it ought to be told?" So let us go forth with that word from Clement. And we're going to go ahead and do the next part of evening prayer, which is the Canticle of Mary. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant." Intercessions. Christ desires to lead all men to salvation. Let us implore him with all our heart. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Through your precious blood, Lord, you redeemed us from the slavery of sin. Grant us the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Bestow your grace upon our Bishop Edward Weisenberger and upon all bishops. May they administer your sacraments with fervent joy. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Grant that all who seek the truth may find it, and in finding it, may they rejoice in it all the more. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Be present to comfort widows, orphans, and all the abandoned, Lord. May they feel close to you and cling to you. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Receive our departed brethren into your heavenly kingdom. where with the Father and this Holy Spirit you will be all in all. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. For our personal intentions, let us pray. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. We pray that through the Word of God, we may be united together into one family. And from the Holy Spirit, we may learn the obedience of faith to be able to walk each day asking God and actually listening to God about what He expects from us. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, at the close of day we come to you, the light that never fades. Shine in the darkness of our night, and forgive our sins and failings. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.